Ghana's cedi is said to be strengthening against the major foreign currencies, whether or not it's as a result of policies put in place by the Bank of Ghana or as a result of government economic interventions. Radio Ghana gets the analysis from an economic consultant, Isaac Adongo. Mr. Adongo said the Eurobond was oversubscribed because of international confidence in Ghana's economy.
I think first, we were all aware that there were two major things that were impacting on the depreciation of the cedi. The first is basically the balance of trade situation where our imports were so high and our exports were not earning as much as we would have expected, because don't forget we lost 1.3 billion last year. The cumulative effect of that was that our balance of payment position was a deficit. And so as a result of that, we had serious liquidity challenges. When we say liquidity, we are talking about the volume of foreign currencies that are available for importers to be able to transact their international business. And once the demand pressures were coming on the dollars and the other currencies, obviously the cedi began to depreciate. The other difficulty was also that there was some speculative buying of the dollar as a means of investment. So people thought that one of the best ways by which they could protect their investment was to save in dollars in order to gain from the depreciation of the cedi. And these two factors put quite a lot of pressure on the cedi, resulting in the depreciation. Now, from the liquidity side, we are aware that there is currently some amount of liquidity because the cocoa board syndication of $1.7 billion would come to support our international reserves and therefore improve the liquidity that is required in order to further strengthen the cedi. There is also the expectation that the inflows from the Eurobond would also add to the amount of reserves that we have and therefore improve the liquidity of the cedi. The other most important thing that the government did, which I thought was the most ingenious, was the decision to resort to the IMF. Don't forget that some of the speculation was as a result of lack of confidence in the Ghanaian economy. And once you resorted to the IMF as a means of helping you seek the assistance that will help you come out of the economic challenges, the whole international community began to see your country as a country that could be relied upon because they have a reference point in the IMF, which has succeeded in dealing with some of these situations. So confidence was basically restored in the Ghanaian economy. And you notice that that was one of the reasons why the Eurobond was oversubscribed up to about $2.9 billion. So that is another major issue that helped in the stabilization of the cedi. The Bank of Ghana also, in an attempt to ensure that people were discouraged from holding dollar-denominated assets, but rather invested in cedi-denominated assets in order to reduce the speculative and the demand pressures, also increase the policy rate. What the increase in the policy rate did was to ensure that if you put your money in cedi-denominated investment, you are getting a very high return, and therefore you are encouraged to hold the cedi-denominated. So that is one of the areas where the strengthening came from.
He also explained why importers and manufacturers are still increasing prices of their goods.
One of the difficulties that we would have is that there's always a time lag between the time of importing goods and the time of selling the products and the time of going back to import those goods. And so that cycle must be completed in order for you to see the effect of the stabilization of the cedi. If I have already imported goods that are on the highs and I use a certain rate of dollars to buy them, immediately when the goods arrive, I will price based on how much I bought them at the time that I was importing them. If after selling them, I am now going back to import those goods and I'm getting the dollars cheaper, then my next round of imports will have a lower price tag. And so immediately we will not see a downward trend in the price of goods and services resulting from the depreciation of the cedi until that time lag completely goes around the cycle before we begin to feel the impact of the stabilization of the cedi.